Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why do colleges cost so much? And why are the prices increasing so quickly? David Feldman is an economics professor at William & Mary, and he's the author of Why Does College Cost So Much? And I'm glad you can be with us. I'm looking at the latest story that's out here that says undergraduate students in Virginia pay between $9,056, that's at VSU, Virginia State University, and $23,400 at William & Mary, where you are, in tuition and mandatory fees in the coming academic year. And that seems like an outrageous amount of money, even for a top-tier education.
Well, good to be with you. I love those terms, outrageous. Do you and your listeners know what the return, what the benefit of a college education brings over a high school degree?
Well, I would, you know, I certainly would be up a creek without a paddle if I didn't have the degree. You wouldn't even get an interview at the radio station, probably, or at half the jobs that I've had. So, I mean, it's the ticket of admission. It's the ticket of admission for most employment, right?
Yes, the value of a college degree to the average student is usually measured in seven figures in today's dollars over a working lifetime, mm-hmm. and that includes for such often despised majors as humanities. But let's talk about the actual prices. As you point out, there's a huge range from $23,000 down to
$9,000. Mm-hmm.
The problem that many people in the state, in the country, see is they focus on the list price. And even at public universities that remain subsidized by state appropriations, only about half the students actually pay that list price. The list price is one of the worst things you can look at.
Mm-hmm.
And the better the school, the more meaningless the list price is. You mentioned William & Mary's list price. By the way, one thing I ought to mention is that when you come to William & Mary, the list price that you come in is the list price you go out at. So if William & Mary's tuition goes up, say, 6.5% this year, which it is, the increases the next year, the year after that, and the year after that are all 0, 0, 0. So you have a good planning horizon.
Okay, well, that's helpful. If you lock in your first year by the time you're locked in. And does that extend, just out of curiosity, does that extend if you stay for the fifth or sixth year or just for the first four?
Yes, I believe it does, but it doesn't extend infinitely.
Okay.
William & Mary, you have something called the 10-semester rule. You've got to be done in 10 semesters.
All right, good to know.
But, so an awful lot of people don't pay the list price. It's called discounting. Something like 70-plus percent of students at William & Mary don't pay that full list price. And, in fact, if you come from a family that is a very modest means, if your income is below $40,000 a year, William & Mary is essentially free. So focusing on the list price is great for headline stories, but it often doesn't tell anyone what the average student actually has to pay to go to college.
And let's use William & Mary as the example. What would the average student pay?
The average student is going to pay two very different things if they're in-state and they're out-of-state.
Right.
And I don't have the actual in-state number, but a good rule of thumb is that the $23,000 is a list price. I think the net price to go to William & Mary is something on the order of $13,000 or $14,000. I'm not going to swear to that. You can go to the state higher education website and find out the exact number, but it's a very big difference, and the difference is driven largely by family income. Lower income families pay a lower price. Higher income families pay a higher price.
Well, this is good to know. The difference between the price. That's almost like haggling in a bazaar that you go in and you see one price, and then you see if there's some way to negotiate down or find some way to bring the price down, especially if it's money right out of your pocket and you're not a family of wealth. But why would the price be set at this level? If we go through the budget and look at the line items for the average university in Virginia, what are we spending so much money on? Is it the fancy new buildings?
No, actually.
No.
If you first of all, let's talk about those fancy new buildings. You're in Richmond, right?
I am.
In the not too distant past, VCU built a really nice athletic center. And National Public Radio dug into the finances, and their show Marketplace, I believe, came up with a startling number of $14, which is with the additional charge per student per term. Universities sometimes are very efficient builders because they get to spread those costs over a large number of students. But what I want to draw your attention to is something simpler, a map. If you look at a map of the United States and look at the amount that states contribute to higher education, mm-hmm. Virginia stands out among all the states that surround it as being really low spending. The only state that spends a little bit lower than Virginia in our region is West Virginia. North Carolina spends almost double. We are outspent by Tennessee and Kentucky, Georgia, Maryland. The state of Virginia has cut spending in real dollars per student by 20% since the Great Recession. And if you go back further to the mid-80s, by 50%.
So we're paying, the state is paying 45%.
The state is now paying 45% of the bill when it had committed years ago to paying two-thirds of the bill. Mm-hmm. And it's paying less of the bill than it used to pay.
Well, it's an interesting observation, but that just means that the bill's being spread around for taxpayers to pick up the tab. And we'll have to pick up the conversation with more detail about the actual costs on campus. I mean, it's interesting when you compare a community college versus a William & Mary, University of Virginia. What is it that's actually driving the cost up? You commented on the facilities. Mm-hmm. Is it university's professor salaries? I'd be curious to do a deep dive on the
it's
books.
Personnel. It's largely personnel. One of the things that's useful to look at is not the average for the state, but look at the range across the state. So Virginia Commonwealth's tuition is going up a substantially higher percentage than, say, Virginia,
right,
which is only going up 2 point something, and Virginia Tech, which is also going up 2 point something. But
well,
Virginia
David,
Commonwealth.
I have to go, but I'm going to have to get your book and take a peek at it. David Feldman, who's at William & Mary, an economics professor and the author of Why Does College Cost So Much? Appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Much.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.